Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together. Welcome to episode 75. Today, I'm going to be talking about taking a step away from toxic personalities. I can say that a long time ago, I was in a place where I had attracted some toxic personalities into my life. And when really reflecting upon it now, and after doing all kinds of good work with boundaries and such, I can see that it wasn't just that those people were toxic. I was also toxic to myself. Let's dive into this, because I think when we really become aware of who we are, we understand the types of people we attract, and then what we need to do to course correct in our own lives to be able to move away from them. You know, as awful as it can be to be around someone with a toxic personality, taking a step away can be extremely challenging. A person with a toxic personality tends to be judgmental and manipulative of all of those around them. They want you to be attentive and adoring of them, but give you nothing in return. If you are in a relationship with someone who has a toxic personality, you might find yourself defending everything you say or do all of the time. Over time, you'll begin to question your own perspective as each action on your part causes a negative reaction in them. The harmful comments, demands, and lack of compassion shown to you by your partner with a toxic personality can leave you extremely vulnerable. And that is their intent. People with toxic personalities are needy, ego-driven, and narcissistic. Doesn't necessarily mean that they are a narcissist. It means that they may have narcissistic tendencies and patterns based on their own trauma and inability to heal their toxicity. Their goal is to make you dependent upon them, and once your sense of self and independence has been stripped away, it can be extremely hard to walk away from someone with a toxic personality, even if you realize how unhappy you are. It's not okay. Before you can take a step away from someone with a toxic personality, you need to admit that their behavior is not okay. Your relationship with them is not healthy. The way you are being treated is wrong. Once you accept this, you will gain your power back. Stay firm in this one. Stay firm in this conviction, and you will find the strength to step away from them.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Boundaries. Next, you need to define your boundaries. For some, this might mean having zero communication with that person. For others, it might be about just setting clear limits on when and under what circumstances you will interact with the person. Remember, Each time you see or speak to one another is another opportunity for that person with a toxic personality to trigger doubt in you. And until we can set clear boundaries, that's going to happen. Awareness. Understand what drew you to this toxic personality in the first place. Or what drew them to you. Having an awareness about what led to your mistreatment will foster healing and prevent this from becoming a repeating pattern in your life. Often, people don't just happen upon one person with a toxic personality in life. If you've attracted one toxic personality into your life, there will likely be others. Understanding your attraction to toxic personalities is important because as the person with a toxic personality tries to control you, you can develop low self-esteem and even thoughts of self-harm. Asking yourself why is not intended to elicit blame or elicit shame upon yourself. You are not responsible for how someone else acts. They were acting like that long before they met you. However, if you find more than one person in your life treats you badly, you need to take a really hard look at yourself and why you allow such people to be a part of your life. Is there a need being fulfilled in you by being the victim? Yeah, I said it, by being the victim. It's okay to admit to yourself what you gain by being around someone with a toxic personality. Maybe you feel needed. Maybe you want to feel needed. But whatever it is, it's bad news. This deeper understanding will allow you to make better choices for yourself going forward. Remember, you're not giving up. You're not giving in. And you are growing because you're learning boundaries and awareness. Taking a step away from toxic personalities will let you focus on your own life and stop worrying about the twisting and confusing dramas you've been enveloped in. Start by admitting it's not okay for someone to treat you this way. Set clear boundaries to prevent yourself from allowing that person to manipulate you further. Then ask yourself the hard questions that will allow you to gain awareness about what drew you to toxic personalities in the first place. Again, you're not giving up, you're not giving in, and you are growing. I wish you great success in moving away from the toxicity in your life and moving towards loving kindness for yourself. If this has touched a chord in you and you've realized something about yourself, feel free to reach out to me. This is the work I do with people. This is the coaching work I do, helping people who are people pleasers, who have been in toxic relationships, who have negative and limiting self-beliefs, who have a low self-worth and self-esteem, who don't really understand clear boundaries, and are just starting to have an awareness of themselves in this role. I'd love to know what you think. Feel free to reach out to me at HeidiDallaire.com. Look for the Work With Me page if you're interested in coaching. You can also find more self-development articles and blogs on LoveWideOpen.com. Sending you all kinds of love. Speak again soon. Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.